Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Tad in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Monday. KNSS breaking news. Authorities in Alabama are searching for a man they say killed one Auburn police officer and wounded two others. Local and state law enforcement are searching for 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes, who they say is armed and wearing camouflage body armor and a helmet. Officers responded late Sunday night to a report of domestic disturbance at a mobile home park and were shot at by Wilkes, police said. Lee County Coroner Bill Harris says an officer was taken from the scene and died in the emergency room. Two other officers were wounded and are expected to recover. Demonstrators descend on Alabama's Capitol, protesting the state's new abortion ban.
They marched on Montgomery and Huntsville. Hundreds of demonstrators and protesters chanting, "My body, my choice," and "Vote them out." The Sunday evening rally on the heels of Governor Kay Ivey signing a near-total abortion ban into law. The Alabama law is the nation's most restrictive. It's set to take effect in 6 months. It bans abortion in almost all cases unless the mother's health is at risk, with no exceptions for pregnancies due to rape or incest. Several states are enacting abortion restrictions in hopes the conservative-leaning U.S. Supreme Court will revisit the 1973 decision legalizing abortion nationwide. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union say they plan to sue the state to block the law's implementation.
The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the body of 57-year-old Gary Reese of Arkansas City has been recovered just 0.3 miles from where he went missing late Thursday evening.
Troopers at the scene of the drowning said that it looked as if Reese got wrapped up in underwater debris and vines just a few feet below the water's surface. He was unable to free himself, even with the assistance of the three people he was with, and drowned in the river. The group went swimming in the Arkansas River late Thursday night. NewsCow reports that the other three swimmers were treated for exhaustion after they swam to safety. The river was searched by rescuers for several hours until 4:30 a.m. They returned to the river at daybreak and could not find the missing man. Later on Saturday, Reese's body was discovered and his next of kin have been notified. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Strong opposition from law enforcement groups has contributed to Kansas lawmakers' hesitation to legalize medicinal or recreational marijuana, even as surrounding states have done so.
The Kansas News Service reports that neighboring states Colorado, Oklahoma, and Missouri have legalized some form of marijuana in recent years. Kansas is one of four states without a comprehensive medical or recreational marijuana program. Many of the state's law enforcement agencies and organizations say that even medical marijuana would increase car accidents and violent crime. They say marijuana is inherently tied to violence, especially from Mexican cartels. Kansas lawmakers have introduced 18 medical marijuana bills since 2006. One got a hearing at the State House this year, but didn't receive a vote after opposition from law enforcement. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt joined colleagues from 42 other states and Puerto Rico in filing a lawsuit to attempt to protect consumers from collusion when it comes to generic drug prices.
One of the many problems in the healthcare system is the skyrocketing price of generic drugs. We've been investigating those price increases now for several years, along with partner offices in other states, and have developed what we believe is solid evidence that at least a part of some of these dramatic price increases in the generics market are the result of price fixing.
Kansas has jointly filed in a pair of lawsuits against more than 40 drug companies and individuals. The most recent lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court for the District of Connecticut.
The mother of slain Florida teen Trayvon Martin is channeling her campaign to end gun violence into the political arena.
Sabrina Fulton unveiled her plan to seek a seat on the Miami-Dade County Board of Commissioners on Saturday. The Miami Herald reports a more formal Monday afternoon announcement would be the official launch. She plans to challenge Oliver Gilbert, the Miami Gardens mayor, for the commission chair, soon to be vacated because of term limits. Fulton has spent much of her time running a foundation bearing her son's name that focuses on social justice and gun reform. Martin was killed in 2012 by then neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman. Fulton says she was just a mom before that day, but found her activism when she lost her son. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Well, it looks like luck has run out for a lottery winner in Florida.
From lottery winner to accused criminal. Carly Harpster won $1 million last year, is under arrest in a drug sting dubbed Operation Smooth Criminal by police. Harpster is accused of selling heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine. She was one of 20 suspects arrested in the bust. Harpster has been in trouble with the law before, with arrests for drug possession, theft, and driving with a suspended license. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. One thing we don't need right now is more rain, but that's certainly going to be the case this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow with a flash flood watch posted in Wichita and south central Kansas. Today's high 62 with an easterly wind. Rain and thunderstorms tonight down to 60. More rain through early afternoon tomorrow, Tuesday 74. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently we have a mostly cloudy sky, 53 degrees, an east wind at 14 miles per hour. 7:35 now. Steve at 10 in the morning, and taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar right now, you have a large area of showers running south to north and out to the west of Wichita. This is gradually moving to the east. Some of the rain here, according to the radar, some of it's going to be fairly heavy, and it's pretty heavy in some spots, but it's all now east of Dodge City and moving. Hasn't reached Great Bend just yet, Ted, so it's still a ways out there, but it's all moving to the east, northeast, and we should be seeing some rain in Wichita at some time later on this morning. That's what's going to happen. We're talking about the forecast and the possibility of some bad weather moving into our into south central Kansas this morning. Police in Massachusetts say a woman has been struck by her own car and seriously injured after her child accidentally put the car into reverse while she was loading the vehicle. Chelmsford Police Chief James Spinney says the 37-year-old woman, who authorities have not identified, is expected to survive the Sunday morning incident. Police say the woman's 9-year-old son shifted the car into reverse while she was standing at the open driver's side front door. Say the woman tried to dive for the brake pedal, but she was pinned and run over by the vehicle. Ouch. Vehicle continued down the driveway, came to a stop after striking a rock wall opposite the house. The child was not injured.
It's one of those things you probably think would never, ever happen.
Yeah.
And it happened.
Something you can watch out for, nothing you can really plan for.
Oof.
Steve and Ted, now it's 7:37 here on the Steve and Ted Show. Ted, you did some football Friday night, did you not?
Saturday night.
How's the team doing?
They're struggling.
Struggling a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, at least you were indoors, didn't you?
Yes, we were indoors. It was a nice night. A nice crowd on hand.
Yeah.
For a force football down at Intrust Bank Arena.
Okay.
And that was my big workhorse for the weekend.
Of the weekend.
Other than that, okay. I was pretty laid back.
Good deal. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday. That means Mondays with the mayor. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell is with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
Here we are. It looks like it's going to rain like crazy for the next few days, but we're ready for that in Wichita always, aren't we?
Oh, I suppose. We kind of would like to build this little project down on the river.
Right. That'll hold that up a little bit. Listen, we've got a city council meeting coming up tomorrow. As I understand it, are you going to do some consideration of the King of Freight's possible move into the Gander Mountain building?
So we are, and we think that that'll give that area a little bit of life and bring, you know, up to now what we're looking at is potentially 900 jobs in that area. So 525 or 545 existing, and then they will add 400 to that.
Is this a done deal or not? Or is it just something you have to sign off on tomorrow or this week? Is that the way it's working?
So we have to amend the lease for it all to work out.
Amend the lease. What does that mean?
That old lease pertained to some retail activity and
okay.
you know, it was a little confusing, and we're going to make some adjustments to the lease so that the King of Freight can move in there. They don't get it rent free. They still have to pay rent.
But it is going to happen, right?
So it is going to happen. And again, we think it'll bring a lot of activity, which typically you need activity to bring other things. And
right.
So activity will bring opportunity, and that's what we're looking for.
Good. Anything else on the agenda for tomorrow that we need to know about here?
So nothing too exciting. We doing some minor code changes, and everything else is a pretty simple agenda. Okay. It's a pretty simple Tuesday for us.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to the River Festival starting in just a few days, a little over a week from now. How about that?
Yeah, so that's always a fun time. I think that's now one of the top 25 block parties in the world, and so it's always fun. Kind of brings summer to us, and looking forward to that. Of course, you know, I will be in the celebrity egg toss that first Sunday of the Riverfest as the reigning champion. So,
ooh, how about
people
that?
People need to bring their game if they're going to knock off the champ.
Who was your partner in winning last year?
So it's always the vice mayor that I team up with.
Okay.
So last year it was Brian Fry, and this year I'll team up with Jeff Bluebaugh.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll win. Huh?
Well, you know, it's always a fun contest.
Get you and the vice mayor together, people will think it's collusion.
Yeah, there you go.
It probably is.
He's going to bring a hard-boiled egg, right?
Well, we play by the rules.
Okay, good. That's a good example you're setting there. How about, I was thinking of something, I drove past the stadium over the weekend, or where it's going to be. How far are we from having a name for that new team that's coming in less than a year from now, we hope?
So I believe they have a name chosen. They just haven't released it yet. They want to bring in some, you know, folks from the Marlins organization. They may even get Derek Jeter here since he's a part owner of that. Mm-hmm. You know, the good thing is, even though with all this rain, they've kind of gotten ahead of schedule and gotten the foundations in. So they're planning on taking the steel up in the air at the end of this month, which is not very far away. And, you know, once they get the steel up and start getting the rest of that construction closed in, the weather doesn't impact them at all. So they've been doing phenomenal work. And if you go out there, you'll see the foundations, the concrete work's been poured, and they're ready. Of course, the wet conditions don't help, but they've done an outstanding job, even with all of the elements they've had to deal with.
But they are making progress. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As always, thank you for spending your Monday morning with us. We appreciate it, sir.
Take care.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Mondays with the Mayor here with Steve and Ted. Now 7:42 here on this Monday morning. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Showing off new aircraft in Europe. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.